Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Three Guys, One Up. My name is Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer. What's up, my guy?
What is going on, dude? How is the baby?
Oh, the baby's doing great. He's a cool little guy, man.
Yeah?
He's surprisingly chill. He's not a big crier. He's not about that life.
He's pretty cool.
He's a big pooper. He's
smoking cigarettes. Does he look cool? He's smoking.
He looks real cool. I got a box of cigars that was left over from the baby shower that we've been sharing.
Yeah, going through those pretty well. All right, that's good to know.
So
I'm glad to hear it. That does make you look cooler.
Yeah, I'll pour myself a glass of scotch. He's still more on the Irish whiskey tip. He's young.
That makes sense. You know? Maybe a little Bailey's, you know, a little sweeter for the younger younger crowd.
He's young, but you know, he's pretty cool. He's a cool guy.
Nice.
But yeah, I guess that's it. That's all it. We got.
That's all the baby is.
That's how.
I mean,
cool
to be fair, that probably is like the whole show. Because have you played a single game since the baby was born?
Other than
the 5 minutes of Fall Guys we got.
I played. Yeah, it was like 3 or 4 rounds of Fall Guys with you and JP. That's all the gaming I've done. I fired up the Switch, and I put Fall Guys on the Switch, and I haven't played it on there yet. I did play about 2 minutes of Ultimate Alliance before I remembered that like I can't spend any amount of time doing anything right now, so that didn't last. But yeah, not a lot of gaming going on for me. But it's all good. Like I'm all right. I'm still trying to like follow gaming news and stuff, but there is none right now, so that's hard.
Yeah, we're in a bit of a dead period right now. Not a lot of news, not a lot of releases.
Yeah.
We're basically just jibber jabbering our way through episodes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Are you gaming on anything? Still Strikering?
Strikers, Fall Guys. You know, I've been pretty happy getting back into Fall Guys.
I see you got yourself a solo crown.
I did. I got another crown. It was a blast ball win, solo blast ball.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Launched a motherfucker to space.
Fuck yeah. That's sick.
Yeah, I've been having fun. I hit like another 2 levels on the crown progression.
Excellent.
Pass or whatever they're called. I don't know. So moving on up.
Cool.
Unlocking stuff. That's pretty much it, other than, you know, the obligatory magic and TFT.
Yeah.
And even then, not all that much. I just haven't had a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
I got sick. That sucked.
That does suck. That does suck. It was 4th of July as well, so that, I don't know. Thanks.
So I spent 4th of July angry at all my neighbors for scaring my dogs.
Like every single one of them. Yeah, my baby was surprisingly fine, but I was up all fucking night listening to, I don't know. Like, it started off really early. Everybody's lighting up fireworks. And my neighbors directly across the street from me were chilling. And I was like, dang, this is nice. At least it's not right over my house. They're not going balls out this year, because usually it's just endless.
Yeah.
All fucking night. But then like 10 o'clock rolled around and they were like, now's our time. Now's our time to shine. And it was just relentless mortar shells until about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
How, man?
I don't know.
In this, that many mortar shells in this economy?
Right. It must have been, they must have spent over $2,000 on fireworks to at least $2,000. I'm looking at some of these like big fountain packs and stuff that are like $600.
Yeah. I'm like $50. I see the one at Albertsons for $50. And I'm like, you're insane.
Yeah. You're insane. You are insane.
We bought a pack of sparklers and didn't even light any of them. They're still sitting on the counter. Oh, man. No, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the 4th of July this year.
No, it was not my favorite night of the year. That is for damn sure.
So
do we even talk about? This isn't
video. This is video. Whatever, man. People were vamping. We're vamping. What else are we gonna do? How else are we gonna fill this airtime?
Fuck it, I don't know. There's nothing going on. So I don't even know. Let's talk about some NFT shit, shall we?
Okay.
Like, I really do want to talk about
because we weren't angry enough with the fireworks.
Yeah, let's get right. Doubly angry.
This one actually just makes me laugh.
This isn't too rage inducing because it was a pretty big fail. I feel bad for the charity that was supposed to get these funds, but you know, it's still funny. Chevy produced a NFT of a Corvette. It is a piece of artwork of a really electric green looking Z06, I think, right?
Yep.
It's a Z06 driving through a like cyberpunk cityscape. It's decent art, but they wanted to sell this as an NFT, yada yada yada, put it up for auction. The winning bidder would also get this exclusive Corvette Z06 painted in this exclusive color, this electric green that is in the NFT.
Yeah, it is a one-of-a-kind real Corvette that you get for when you buy the NFT.
This is the biggest part for me, because like you were saying, Corvette people are nutty. I know some fucking wacky Corvette people that you have the right 76 Stingray and they'll drop, it doesn't matter how much money to get that Corvette out from under it, like things like that. They're wacky people.
They're a weird bunch. They're weird little guys.
Yeah. Really, really surprises me that there were zero bids on this NFT and nobody got it. Nobody bought this NFT. Nobody got the car.
Apparently, the minimum bid that they wanted was 206 Ethereum, which as of yesterday or whatever was about $230,000, which is crazy to me that nobody bid, because that's not that much for a one-of-a-kind Corvette.
And for some of these NFT fad guys, like, I'm surprised Snoop Dogg didn't come in and drop the Ethereum to do this. The guy's been all over the NFT game and probably making crazy money slinging NFTs. Although, if I gotta be honest,
the NFT market as a whole is down like 70% over the past couple of months.
Is it
not
that?
To mention how far down Ethereum has fallen?
Yeah,
so like
say, only 70%.
Yeah, right. So it's a little bit like, yeah, maybe everybody who would have done this already lost their hat.
Maybe you could be right. That's, I don't know. These
$230,000 for a Corvette in this economy?
It's one of a kind, dude. And you get a blockchain artwork. I think the Corvette was somehow like stamped onto the blockchain or something. I read something about that in there. I don't know. I'm not reading this fucking article again.
They printed the VIN number in binary.
Yeah, okay. That's what it was. It was something silly where it's like, this is a special edition blockchain Corvette Z06. Fuck you, dude.
Did you see
it drives on the blockchain?
The funniest part about this was that after nobody bid originally, the marketplace, the website that was doing the auction, tweeted out that they would reopen bids for 24 hours because, quote, some users missed the window.
Oh no.
And still nobody bid. So the article says that they basically pulled a Morbius.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Just hilarious.
It's Morbin time. this is really funny. I don't know how this could have been more funny. The saddest part about it, like I was saying before, is proceeds from the auction were supposed to go to Donor's Choice charity. So, like, I don't know how much of the proceeds, maybe all of them, maybe some of them, but some of it was going to go to a good cause. And that sucks for this charity that they lost out on this. Like, Chevy's like, oh yeah, partner with us and we'll give you some of these proceeds. And they're like, fuck yeah, we're going to get what? Like 50 grand, 100 grand, 200 grand.
And would be is that Chevy will make a donation anyway, because why wouldn't they? It would look bad if it didn't. Yeah.
Yeah,
but like maybe that's why nobody bid. Maybe that because anybody who's like super into NFTs, they don't like charities.
No, they don't. Fuck that shit.
That's my guess.
Yeah,
maybe they do like charities. I don't know, but they seem like the kind of people
are they who would
very much be bootstraps. You know, pull yourself up.
Are they decentralized charities? Are they on the blockchain? Is it a charity on the blockchain? Can you pump and dump it?
That stupid fucking term we came across when the Dune NFT shit was going on about a decentralized autonomous organization. Stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Oh my god, it's great. Like, these NFTs just keep making better and better news because they're so fucking stupid. Oh my god,
they're so stupid. Nobody wanted the one of a kind Corvette. No billions. Stupid rich guys with too much money and not enough and too much money and too much free time. None of them wanted this Corvette.
Billions and billions of dollars are being dumped into the metaverse right now as well, and building like a metaverse experience, and NFTs are going to be a really big part of that, and cryptos and stuff like that. It's so crazy to me how much money is just being sunk right now.
It's so funny. Like, at what point are they going to realize that the people clamoring for this are a tiny fraction of the actual marketplace? And that the majority of people are going to be like, the first time one of them does a real focus group and they get a bunch of like just regular people being like, wait, what the fuck is Web3 and NF what? Like, how you want me to put on what know? To go to Walmart? You want me to go to Walmart from my chair? Like, but I have to do the shopping in VR. Like, no one wants this.
How many people do you know who own an NFT? You know, Dylan, 2Ls might dabble. Maybe he has an NFT. I don't know. He was talking about it, like, because we were slamming crypto and NFTs pretty hard, and I don't know if he really understood that we were slamming it that hard. And he's like, well, if you guys want to get into this, you remember that? And we were like, oh, we don't really want to get into that. So maybe he's dabbled a bit in some lighter NFT trading, but
I just want you know what? That would be fine. If he, Dylan, if you're listening, I hope you are, please, I want you to come on the show next week, whenever you're available.
Whenever you hit
and I
me
want
up.
You to give me a real life use case of blockchain technology that can't be handled exactly the same with current technology. NFTs, crypto, something like that. I want a legitimate use case that is not super niche.
Yeah.
I want to see something that would improve the lives of a lot of people all at once by implementing this technology. Because how it's being used yet, I just don't see it.
Also, like, not just Dylan. If you're listening to the show anybody. Right now, and you own NFTs and you believe in this market and you believe, I want to talk to some people about this, man. Hit me up. Join our Discord. Go to our website, 3guys1up.com. If you contact us, it'll send us an email. Like, let us know. Get on Facebook, Twitter, find us. Let me know. I will get you on the show. Talk to us about NFTs, because I don't fucking get it. I want somebody who like, thinks they get it.
Maybe I just don't get it. That's the thing. Yeah. I am open to the idea that I just don't get it. That I just have not had it explained to me properly yet.
Like, I don't think that's it.
I don't either, but I'm open to the idea.
Be convinced. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just want to know. I want to know, because right now, I don't know.
I don't know either. And I don't ever see myself or anybody I know owning an NFT for any sort of reason. Like, there's,
and if the whole reason is that you like pictures of monkeys in spacesuits, then that's fine.
Cool. But if you're thinking that monkey in a spacesuit is going to pay your kid's way through college, then no, you just have a monkey in a spacesuit. I mean,
and that's fine. If that's all you wanted, great. Yeah. If you just really liked that picture and liked the idea of air quotes owning it, great. But I just want to know. That's all. I want somebody to tell me.
I want somebody. And I know it's would be intimidating coming on and talking, because we're just like shitting all over it right now. I will not just like sit here and attack you. I will listen to what you have to say. I want to hear it.
Yeah. Agreed. I will not be mean to you personally.
No, I'll be mean maybe. But I'll let you say something for. No, I won't be me. I won't.
We won't be. Mean. We won't be. Mean. I just don't have it in me to be mean.
Okay, let's move on. I don't even know what else to talk about. That shit's just funny. I'm still laughing about that. I'm gonna be laughing about it for a while. You see this $185 Nerf gun that's being made out of one of the Destiny guns?
Yes, the Destiny Gjallarhorn.
Yeah.
This thing looks so stupid. Oh my god,
it's so dumb.
Like, awesome, awesome though. Like, it is the biggest Nerf gun I've ever seen, and I have seen some monsters. $185. It fires three of the mega darts at once.
God, that's sick.
And it looks just like the Destiny weapon. It is ridiculous, and it looks stupid fun.
You could probably, like, knock your little brother out with that shit. Like, yeah. You're having a fun little Nerf, like, little Nerf balls, little Nerf darts are flying around, and you just fucking pull that bad boy out, and doof, doof, doof. Oh, oh, oh.
Remember those tiny little one-shot ones we carry around when we played Nerf Assassin?
Yeah, those are great guns. I still have a couple of those.
Yeah, I got a few of them hanging around, too. Yeah. That would be hilarious to see somebody, like, see David walk out to attack his target holding this giant fucking... Destiny looking thing that fires ridiculously sized, hilariously fast and painful darts.
It's just like knocking the wind out of kids.
Yeah, like Kill Bill when you get hit with the shotgun blast and it knocks you 15 feet back, just like that, but with a kid.
Arms and legs just full on flying backwards. Oh man. Perfect. I want to see this thing in action. Like, I want to see a video of it actually being used. This is going to be a collector's thing for Destiny players and stuff like that. I really don't think there's many parents that are going to be like, I'm going to do this for like a Christmas present or birthday present, you know?
Yeah, no, this is for adults. This is an adult collector's item. Yeah. Hopefully these adults who buy it will at least fire it a whole bunch.
I want to see some video of this. There's still fireworks being shot off at my house. Fuck.
God damn it. It's July 5th.
Fucking get over it. You should have shot. You spent $3 million on fireworks last night and you didn't even shoot them all off. Fuck you.
Fucking second mortgaging their house to shoot these fireworks off. File a report.
I did.
You can do it anonymously.
Yeah. I did.
Nothing.
Fuck those. Like,
maybe it's more likely tonight because there's less of it happening. So
I did it a couple of nights in a row because it was just popping off like every fucking night. But it said it was resolved and closed after like an hour or something like that. It's like, no, it's not. Like, they're still happening. That's not closed.
I just heard another one.
And like, I kept getting notifications, and it was just for other people complaining about illegal fireworks in the area. And it's like, I don't want to know this. I don't care. I know there's illegal fireworks in my area. I don't need to be told that other people are pissed off about the illegal fireworks in my area.
Are you on Nextdoor at all?
No, I used to be until, like, when I first bought my house and we moved in. Like, I was like, yeah, this is cool. And probably... Oh, my internet, I guess. Like, I saw you freeze.
Like,
I had it for about 2 weeks, then I deleted it. It was it's mind-numbingly stupid, the things you read on there.
But the funniest thing is just every year on the 4th of July is just neighbors absolutely eviscerating each other on opposite sides of the firework debate.
Yep.
Oh man, it's funny.
People get real
heated about it.
Yeah, ripping each other to shreds. It all comes back around at New Year's as well.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Hilarious. See a bunch of racist old ladies yelling at each other about whether or not fireworks should be allowed.
I don't know. I'm a fucking grumpy old man anymore. I don't know. Go to a fireworks show. Fuck yeah. Sign me up.
Fireworks at a ball game. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to watch some fireworks. I don't want 2.5 hours of fireworks exploding over my goddamn house. That irritates
especially
me.
When you live in the desert and everything is highly flammable.
It rained for 3 days.
Drought's over. Global warming, what?
Oh, fuck. What are we talking about? What is this show? What even are we doing? Who are we? I don't know. Let's figure out something else to say. How long have we been just like yakking along?
Oh, 22 minutes.
Like, that's all right. We've filled some time. I don't know if we can fill much more.
We're doing pretty good with having with no news and nothing to talk about.
Right. You said you had a moment though. Yeah. Let's get into a moment.
Sure. Sure. Let's talk about how Magic is having some huge supply chain issues and a bunch of their releases keep getting pushed back. Now we're at the point that there are going to be 4 separate Magic product releases across 8 days in October.
What the fuck? Yeah. Like a cardboard shorted? Like what exactly are they short on?
Yeah, ink, cardboard, I don't know exactly, but it's caused a bunch of delays. So stuff that was supposed to come out this summer is now all coming out at once in October. So we're getting the new Unset, Unfinity, and the Warhammer 40K EDH decks at the same day on October 7th. Then a few days later, October 14th, they're releasing new Challenger decks and a new Game Night box set a week later.
This seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, and like a few weeks before that is going to be the new Standard set. The new Dominaria set is coming out like a few weeks before that. Like, it's just all getting dumped at once now that they have solved some of those issues.
Seems like a bad idea. I wonder if people are excited, like if people are excited that it's all happening at once, or if they're like overwhelmed. That seems overwhelming to me. That's just too much going on. That's too hard on people's pockets.
Yeah. Especially it's
like your Magic enthusiasts that want to buy like all these other things than just core sets, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just crazy to me that they would do that, that they would just dump it all at once. They were already having way too much product coming out, or like just an endless stream of new stuff, and it just got overwhelming to the point where I'm like, I don't want any of it now.
Yeah, it's constant. It really is constant, and for some really overpriced nonsense a lot of the time. Some cool stuff, it's like, damn, these lands are cool, but I'm not going to spend $50 on 5 lands.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not going to happen.
And like, my problem isn't even so much the Secret Lair stuff. Like, that's basically all cosmetic.
Yeah.
It's like cosmetics in a video game, you know?
Right.
My issue is, like, Standard set, Commander set, Unset, Masters set. Like, and it's just, like, one every 3 weeks, throughout the whole year. It's like, we came out with all of that. Well, guess what? We're back to a new Standard set.
It makes them feel less impactful. It's like you got to decide which ones to be excited for. It's like, nah, I don't want to be excited for that one. I got to be excited for the next one. You know,
yeah.
They're making you pick and choose which sets you really want to get into. And I don't know, when we were playing back 8 years ago or so, it was every time a new set was coming out, it was exciting. It was,
yeah, it was an event.
Something. Yeah.
So yeah, that's happening. That's some Magic news. I just wanted to complain about it mainly.
other than that,
like, that's the thing, is like stuff got pushed back. So like, there's no spoilers right now because nothing new is hitting until September, like a new Standard set. Yeah, that's basically it. Like, just not a lot going on. I'm all tapped out.
All right. Well, I mean, do we have news? There's not really anything going on, but if you got some tidbits for us, we'll take them.
Sure. Let's talk about, we got some PlayStation Plus games announced for July.
Cool.
Get Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time.
All right.
For free, if you're a PlayStation Plus guy or gal or anyone.
I like the inclusivity.
Yeah, I try to be. I'm a little older, you know. I'm an elder millennial, so I sometimes I don't get it right. But I try.
And we stay inclusive even post Pride Month. So
yeah,
that's good.
We got to, you know?
Yeah.
We're Pride all year, baby.
All year, baby.
24/7 Pride. What else do you get? You get, I don't know what this is. The Dark Pictures Anthology, Man of Medan. I have no idea what game that is, but you can get it for free.
Neat. Free game.
It's a branching cinematic horror game from the creator of Until Dawn and The Quarry.
Okay.
Five friends set sail on a holiday diving trip that soon changes into something much more sinister.
All
That's
right.
The game. That's the game.
That's it.
And then Arcade Geddon.
Okay.
Like Armageddon, but I guess for an arcade. Do you see it?
I see.
Do you get it now?
I get it now. I was like, that's not a word, but then you explained it.
Yeah. So that's another game. So you can get that for free. It looks like it's mini games and stuff all set in an arcade. So that looks cool. Maybe it's cool. I don't know. It's a game. It's a game for free.
It's a free game.
Yeah. And then the other bit of news I have is that Microsoft, in their wonderful wisdom, is doing another custom Series X giveaway. Have you seen this? Did you see this one?
I did. I think it's pretty fucking sick.
It is a Thor Love and Thunder Xbox Series X, where the Xbox is the hammer of Thor.
It's Mjolnir. It's
got a handle sticking out the side of it. Yeah, it's Mjolnir. It's Mew Mew.
It's fucking sick. It looks so
stupid cool. Oh man, I really wish that I could win this because it is ridiculous.
Just to have this on display, because this thing is a fucking monster. This machine is big, and you pop a handle on that thing, and it is Mjolnir. That, like,
do you know what the funniest part is? That handle, if you look at the picture, it's sticking out the back of the console.
Oh.
Like the disc slot is on the opposite side of the handle.
So you can't put this anywhere.
I don't know what you would do with it. Oh, so man.
Like that was like, they should have had it so when you're, if you want it on the side, the handle would be up, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's how it should have been.
That's exactly how it should have been, but it is not. It's just sticking out the back of the console.
See? You literally can't display this and use it, or you can't do anything
with it. Oh, man.
Oh, that's fun. It's cool, fucking though.
Hilarious. It looks great. If you want to win it, you just go to the Xbox Twitter account and retweet the thing with a hashtag, and you can enter to win. And I think that's it, man. I think that's the way the news goes.
Cool. Well, I think we did it then.
Is that a sode? Is that an episode?
We made the sode.
We did it. That's great. Damn, we're good.
Pop it and lock it.
Pop it, lock it, can it, print it. Whatever else you might. I just heard a firework.
Do you hear that? They're going to town. Yeah. I'm hearing like the... I thought it was raining earlier, but it's just fireworks. Like literally down my driveway.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's awful. All right, well, thanks for bearing with us and hanging out this week through a slow gaming time. I thought we did pretty well. I don't know. That wasn't that bad.
No, we knocked it out.
Yeah. If you want to talk with us about some NFTs, school us. School us in the world of NFTs or anything. I don't know. Come join our Discord. You can chat with us anytime in there. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz. Check out our website, 3guys1up.com. If you want to get in touch with us through there, you can also find our Discord information on there. You'll also be able to find our Patreon information on there. Click on the mushroom link. It'll take you over to the Patreon page. And you could give us $5 a month to keep making cool podcasts. And yeah, that's it. That's all we got. We're done. We're out of here. Thanks for hanging out this week. We'll catch all y'all next week. Adios.